of
people,
not people,
of Braja,
of Brajajan. Another concept, suffering for ordinary person. But actually, you take the sufferings of Brajajan. And Brajajan, we are Brajajan. But you are giving arti to us. You have seen that you have cut up all the arti of all Brajavasiyan. But why you are making us suffering? Veer, veer means Gokul veer. Gokul veer means here Vrindavan, Radhakund, all places, including Gokul veer. Veer means Madhur Rash veer. Yeah. Not this fighting, only Madhur Rash. Lalit veer. Dhir Lalit. Is this Dhiratva. Joshitam Yajanas Maya Vansanas Nita. By your smiling you destroy Kamagni.
It's full of pride.
Dhansana Nijajanas Maya. Asmaya. My man is smara. Smara man is calm. Bhaja sakhe bhavat king kari. We are your king kari. So you should bhaja means sevasva. You should do, you should serve your king kari. Your serve means devotee serve to Krishna and Krishna serve to devotee. Ye jathang mam pratyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna, this is the pratigya of Krishna. Pratigya?
Promise
of Krishna. Your bhajman, what they want to fulfill is to serve. So what we want, you should fulfill our desire. Naha jalaruhananam charudas. Jalaruha, jalaruha means lotus. So you should, your beautiful face, you should show me. This is general lot. Now we go to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Nijajanasmaya Dhansanasmita. That Krishna destroy Kamrog or any kind of arti to other person. But you destroy the Pira. Pain by Kandarpa Sar. This has been
arrows.
And that suffering, that Pira, you can only destroy this. Kintu, the semi-goddess Devigan, and all other Ramanis, you don't go to them and don't destroy these, all these things. Why it is Vishwanatha Chakravarti telling that, I will explain further, afterwards. Because anyone has not arti or pida, pain, like gopis, and they don't want treatment of any other. Only their vaidhi is samaliya. Samaliya, you know? Samaliya vaidya. They only go to that samaliya
doctor.
Yeah. Samaliya means here Krishna, only to Krishna. They don't want to be treatment for any other. So, only Krishna is the fit doctor for them.
This is the one who has his office in Sevakant. Mm. Now I know.
Should we, Marsh?
Mm?
Would you like us to read you what we have, the translation here?
Huh? You can read.
Because then we can speak on it. If we read it to you.
But word, anyhow, you should read it.
Would that be helpful?
Then, huh? It may be.
I can read it out loud, and then you won't have to translate word for word or speak on what you want. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says, other gopis speak. Among women, those who are residents of Raja, you destroy the pain of them which came from Cupid casting his arrow. This also implies that you do not remove the pain of other women, such as the wives of the demigods. This is as stated, Vyoma Yana Vanita Kat Malam Yayur Apasmita Nidyaha. O hero, O greatly victorious one, in crushing invincible death, you also do not tolerate the pride which arose out of our good fortune, and the haughtiness which is the characteristic of our coquettish bhamya nature. This is the gopi state. You who smile also destroys the
haughtiness.
Samya Vam Sanam. What is that word?
Maya
Dvam Sanam.
That's from the verse. Yeah.
Of your devotees. Then quickly choose your desired benediction, Krishna said. Krishna, you should choose your desired. What do you desire then? Krishna asked. Which they reply, please serve us, your maidservant. Then Krishna says, but if you are my maidservant, then why are you ordering me to engage in your menial service? This they answer by saying, O friend, then tell me what service you want me to perform. Then they reply to this by the words beginning, Jala Ruha.
No. That he has told that what will be told before forward, and that is told that is slow. What is slow?
Yoma Yana Vanita
Saha
Kasmalam Yayur Apasmitin.
This is of Jubal Gita.
35th chapter.
That devis are sitting in the arms of their husbands in Bhimar, in the sky. And when they saw Krishna and heard the flute of Krishna, they at once became full of calm, and they fell down in the laps of their husband. Their clothes went on, and they knew nothing. But their husband did not interfere and not become any envoy or anything. But they admired them. So here Mulni telling that Devi and Siddhagan, they also saw the lotus feet of Krishna and heard the sweet voice of Bansi, Venu, and they became Bhishmita. And they fell down in their lap. So gopis are telling that by your panchasar we have been attacked. And we are feeling so much pain. So only by seeing your face, all pain and everything can go. So you should so us your that sweet and melodious face. So O Bhir, here Bhir means you have power to remove our heart pain. None has that. Mali, your smile could have been destroy our
remove our
garba, that pride, shobhagyamat,
thinking that we are the most fortunate.
Krishna came oversight, gone oversight of gopis only for two things: to remove that thing shobhagyamat and to serve the man of Radhika, to please Srimati Radhika. So here they are telling that only for a little thing you have used soap atom bomb. Only your smile could have removed our pain and all our garb, mana shobhagyamad. But you vritha mana uselessly, you gave us so much pain and you gone our oversight. There was no use of being sick. Only a smile can do, could have done. So he is deep also. And that is why he is telling in another places that when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, he does not take his clothes. His smile, his dress, everything keeps in Vrindavan. And his mood also keeps there with gopis. And only with sunya-hearted, zero-heart,
empty heart.
Only by this physical body he goes to Dwarka and Mathura, always weeping. We see in Bihad Bhagavat Ramam how he weeps there for gopis. Gopis say that Krishna has taken our mind, heart, everything, the mood, everything Krishna has taken. What to tell about this? Krishna has taken a most obedient and bosom friends, like sleeping and murcha. Fent. In murcha and fent, we can have some remedy and can sleep and can
relieve.
But he has taken this most dearest sakhis to sleeping and fent. So now we are empty and empty. And Krishna is telling that I am empty and empty. I have kept everything of mine, heart, soul, and mood, everything I have kept in Vrindavan. Both are feeling like this. In separation, they fill all these things fully. But in meeting, they forget everything. In separation mood, they think one by one everything very deeply, all these things. So they get Krishna fully in separation. But in meeting, they forget everything. So they think that this separation mood is more valuable than meeting. In meeting, they meet only outside, and they lost everything in inner side. And in separation, they receive everything there. They only forget upper side. So to miss upper side and to receive everything in inside, it is better. If there was no separation, all these things we cannot have any idea. World has no idea. And Rasik has no idea. That's it. So these are the mool sampatti, sampat. Main wealth of any Rasik and Bhav. Nigamakalpa taror galitam phalam sukamukhad amritravasam vitam. Pivat bhagvatam arasamalayam muhuraho arasika. Then Krishna tells that, oh, you only want to see my smile? Smiling. And Krishna at once melts and comes and tells, oh, I am so much pleased by hearing your all loving words. Now I am ready to give anything what you want. So what you want, tell me. Then, oh, just now, don't delay in your saying. Oh, we are your kinkari, bhajasman. Kya hai? Bhajasakhe. We are kinkari. But we are kinkari, yes. But we are sakhi. So sakhe. Not we are kinkari. We are also sakhi. So he sakhe, bhaja. Bhaja means yes, sir. What is the meaning of your bhaja? Sasrut Maharaj ji? Bhaja. What is the meaning of bhaja? Gopis are telling to bhaja, that Krishna, that, oh Krishna Sakhe, you should serve us. What serve?
By coming and appearing.
Not only appearing.
Accept us.
And also you should serve me by our singar, doing singar. Giving this thing, panki vida. What is that Srimati Radhika gift? Petal nuts.
Tambula.
And you have done first, when we came, you told that what you have done, why you have taken Anjani in one eyes, twice on not this, and he pleasantly and very softly he gave. Then the old and torn singer, that necklace was here. Krishna mildly took their harp from here and exchanged. He did give her in the neck and the what karadhani? Karadhani means? Bells here in kamar. That ornament from here to here. And others he did.
Why were they in the wrong place?
Because they have come suddenly. No time was there where they this was going on. But they had no time to take off.
So Krishna decorated them properly.
Properly then. And in properly decorating them and giving ornaments, Krishna felt so much joy, and Gopi also, that he should do daily like this.
He was doing to all of them.
All of them. All that, seeing that Krishna is actually serving. Now they have ambition that Krishna should do like this, so bhaja. You should do as you have done first. Okay, we were telling you to, we are ordering you to do this. Why you are ordering? Because you are Sakha. Sakha can order a Sakha. So you are ordering. That you are not fearing to order, giving order me? No, you are feeling pleasant to give you order. And you, if you survey, what, that order, carry that order. This is most thing. But
please, stop, please.
Stop, please. Then, what should I do? How I should serve you? Jalaruhanana. First, show your Jalaruhanana, mani kamal, mukh kamal. First, let us see, come to us. And then, we will order how to do our seva, service. Rasik or bhauk bhaksar can be silent by remembering these pastimes. And they will think that how Krishna is serving gently. And how Krishna is so pleased. And gopis are also. And gopis are smiling. And Krishna wants to see the smiling face of gopis. To smile himself, Krishna wants more to see the smiling face of Gopi.
Chaitanya Chaitanya, are you there? There's a competition.
And we will admire when Krishna will be defeated. And Radhika will be so pleased that Krishna has been defeated. He has drawn Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. No? But we don't want that this place would be draw. Understand myself?
Yes. Draw means no winner.
How not? Krishna Das has he has whistled that no one has but we don't want that this whistle should be given in the sight of Srimati Radhika. Then we will clap and be so. This is the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami, actually, and Srila Rupa Goswami. Lalita is mediator and he will give Bhishal for no has been defeated. But Rupa Goswami will give Bhishal that Srimati Radhika has been won and Krishna has been defeated. And do you know who will be so much pleased by this? Greatest pleasure will be to whom? By defeating Krishna? Krishna will himself be so pleased with this decision that I am defeated. But Madhu Mangal and all, and even
Nandimukhi?
No, I'm telling. अरे वो जो कृष्ण का रेमिनेंट ले जाती है धनिष्ठा भी दी सो मच थैंक्स विल फील सॉरी दैट कृष्ण इज कुंदलता विल आल्सो फील समथिंग देन दे विल नो दैट कृष्ण हैज डिफीटेड देम देन दे विल सो मच then then this do you want to hear Jiva Goswami?
Saturday,
huh? But we will lose that thing. We will lose.
He has made all of us to lose. We want another one too.
Can come at 4.
You got Swami.
You will test it whether I'm here or not. Now you have test, and you can test alone also.
You are cheating us.
No. Now you have been qualified, and you can test. No need of myself, mediator, dalal. You don't. I'm dalal.
It becomes more sweet from.
Sometimes new things come, and then I feel also dry. Like they are today.
Oh yeah.
I think so much. When I told and felt himself so pleasure. Acha, you said. But it is your trap in which I have been gone. No? At first you have consulted yourself and then you have given that talk.
No, Maharaj, this morning I called Giriraj Maharaj, early in the morning. I told him, you should read from Lilamrita section, Prabhupada in Bombay. He said, no, I have thought about this and I have already selected a special section and I will not change my opinion about this. He said that there are different ways it can be done, but I have already made up my mind and I have a special purpose. This was completely his own doing. We are quite innocent in this.
Okay. Govardhan Ji,
I'm right there.
Then Sattva Swarup there. Without that you cannot have your Swarup. Then you feel your Swarup.
But they are saying, here is Dhanadhar Swami.
Hey, okay, Dako.
Oh, ready, I said.
So, chal. In the last, he has told that Bhavat Kim Kari Naha, he has told. He has derived one awe. Abhavat Kim Kari Naha, Sakhe Abhavat by Sandhi, by Okay, if A is there, and after that there is A, then A goes away. Only Sakhe Abhavat, A is not there, but is there. So Sakhe Abhavat Kinkari Bhaja. They are telling that they are not saying that you should serve to us. You you can bhaja, you can serve those who are not your kinkaris. Like Kobja and all others, you can do. They are your kinkari, but they are not your kinkari. So you should go to them and serve them. And no jalaruhananam. Here we don't want to see your lotus mouth, face, because now we have kata sankalpa that we should die.
We have made a vow.
That we should die because you are giving separation always, not one or two times, always. So we don't want to see your this face. Two things. That's only.
I think that we should also make sankalpa.
What?
You are always giving this separation.
I'm coming, going. You are meeting in Vrindavan, so. Pranatidehinam, no? Pranatadehinam. Papakarshanam Trinacharanugam Siniketanam Phanaphanarpitam Te padambujam Kinikuchesuna Krindivetanam Pranatadehinam Papakarshanam Trinacharanugam Srinikesam Pana Panarpitam Te Padam Bhujam Kini Kuchesuna Kindi Hesayam. Panata Dehinan. Dehinan means Deha Dehi.
A living entity within the material body.
So if they are pranata, if they are surrendered
to you,
to your lotus feet, papakarshanam, your lotus feet
remove
all kinds of pap. Trinacharanugam Siniketanam. Trinacharanugam. Your feet are Trinachar Anuga. Trinachar means cow and all. And your feet are always behind them. Krishna Chara Nubam. Sri Niketanam. Your feet, everywhere feet, lotus feet of Krishna. Sri Niketanam. Niketan means bhar.
The abode.
Abode. Sri, abode of Sri. Very beautiful are Sri's abode. Sri means Lakshmi, Kamala, abode. Always Sri lives there, never lives. Phana phanar pitam. Phani phanar pitam. Phani, those who have fun are funny serpents. Here Kali. Arpitam. On the fun of funny, you have given.
Place your feet.
Huh?
Place your feet.
Huh. You sit there. So likewise, Padambujam. Keep kinu means do, meaning keep. Naha kuchesu to hit sayam, so that our hit sayam, harita rog, kama rog, should go away. Krindi, krindi, that cut off.
Hello.
Our hit sayam, by keeping your lotus feet on our heart.
Mark, would you like me to read the translation we have?
You can.
Translation.
Sarath Darshan. Vipuna Chakvarti Thakur.
First I'll read the translation of the verse. Your lotus feet destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who surrender to them. They are always following after the cows in the pasture and are the eternal abode of the divine goddess of fortune. Please place those feet with
six
you.
Six or seven?
Seven.
Seven, no?
This is the translation of the verse.
But a translation.
Please place your those feet which you once put on the hoods of the great serpent Kaliya upon our breast, and crush the feelings of feelings inspired by Cupid within our hearts.
What? Left?
And crush or
no,
cut.
Crush. That is, then? Crush?
The feelings which Cupid has inspired, which Cupid has caused.
Cupid?
Within our hearts. Then there's Vishnu Chakravarti.
You can read?
You want to read?
Vishnu
Chakravarti Thakur says, other gopis speak. Please place Krinu, our pious, your lotus feet on our breast. For what purpose? Shatter our love. Destroy our love.
Shatter.
Shatter means to break into many pieces our love.
Krindi.
Here, these gopis, who by the fact of being able to have intimate relations with Krishna, are understood as having the highest of pure love of God, highest variety of pure love of God. Here, these gopis, who by having been able to have intimate relation with Krishna, have the highest type of pure love of God. They have no conception of avoiding unhappiness or obtaining happiness for themselves, and whose every activity with their body, words, and mind
is only for the purpose of giving happiness to Sri Krishna. They are describing their own beauty, youthfulness, and torment or pain due to lust, only for this sake of bringing enjoyment to Krishna for his conjugal pleasure. Should I? Being the most skillful of women, they are not actually diminishing the mood of pure love. They are not lessening the mood of love by their speaking in this way. But rather, just as one who sees that a certain greedy friend wants to eat, busies himself in acquiring all four kinds of first-class food with the desire of feeding his friend. But when questioned by him, says, "I am endeavoring for my own sake, not yours." At that time, the love becomes very intense.
Insidious.
Very
go high.
But if the friend were to say, "All this endeavor on my part is for your pleasure, although it is actually for my own benefit," since it is being done without motive, that would diminish the mood of love. This is as stated in Prem Samput. Prema dvayo rasikayor api dipa eva hit veshma vashayati nischalam eva bhati dvarat ayam vadantastu bahiskritas chen nirvati sigram atava lagutam upaiti. Pure love is like a lamp that burns steadily within the house of two lovers who know how to relish confidential mellows. But if that lamp is let outside through the door of the mouth, it will quickly be extinguished. I can't follow this.
Or at least?
How can it be? Oh. The lamp is. But if the lamp is let outside through the door of the mouth,
if it's spoken about,
it will quickly be extinguished.
Finish.
Or at least become weak.
Extinguished means when you take a candle, light.
This is also ascertained by the Supreme Lord's own words, Na Parayeham, which expresses his coming under the control of the gopis and their lack of intent to gain their own happiness. We should understand that all the revealed scriptures state that he is controlled only by pure love. It is not said that he is controlled by lust. But Krishna may complain, "I am afraid of committing sins," which they answer with the words, "Since you are the destroyer of the sins of all embodied beings who surrender to you, how can there be any question of your sinfulness?" But then my very gentle lotus-like feet will become hurt on your rough breast. To which they say, "You follow the grass-eating cows, and certainly the cows graze on grass on hard areas of land. If even in such places your feet can tolerate the conditions, then in comparison, the harshness of our breath will be comforting to your feet. But it is not a good idea to put my feet on your breath," Krishna may say, "since they are decorated with many jewels and ornaments," to which they will say in return, "Your feet being the very abode of beauty, Sriha, Sobhya, will be the finest ornament on our breast. But I am fearful of your husband," Krishna may say, which they answer, "You are not even afraid of the great serpent Kaliya, since you place those feet on the snake's hood. So what then to speak of being afraid of our husband?"
Everything has been told here. And what to almost everything is there.